ॐ ज्ञानतमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरुसुजुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखम करोति वासलं पंगुलं हेतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकास्वामिनेति नाम्ने। So let us discuss more about Jagannath today. Tomorrow it will be Damabandhan Lila. Few more pastimes. So yesterday we were discussing about Lord Jagannath pastime. So at the first day I explained in that Hemaprabhu's house that how Lord Jagannath and in Puri Dham, the Audharya, Madhurya and Aishwarya, we see the three things there in Puri Dham, with Jagannath, the Supreme Person of Godhead. And I already explained about Audharya yesterday, that how Lord has appeared there, so that just by taking, accepting his prasadam, so people will be delivered. And Aishwarya, that's why so much opulence in Jagannath temple, that's why it is compared to Dwaraka. Jagannath temple, if you sometimes you will go Rath Yatra time, and after return Rath, so one day they leave, they keep deities on the chariot and they decorate deity with all golden things. They put golden hand, golden leg, quintals of gold they bring to decorate the deities. And so much opulence there when Indradyumna he established, when Lord manifested in Jagannath Puri, he asked Indradyumna that what boon you want? I am to give you some boon. So Indradyumna asked two boons. One boon was, do you please bless me so that I will have no son. I have no son. So every, always the people they worship God to have son. But he is saying, I should have no son. So that somebody will be afterwards to claim, oh, this is my father's property, my father's temple. So that's why the Puri king, they are cursed in this way, or blessed, or cursed. So that whoever will become king, and he will have no son. And always they would select a king. Now when king will die, because he has no son, so they would send one elephant. Elephant, king's main elephant, they will put a water jar, and king's elephant will go. And on whomever head he will put that jug, he will become king. Whether he is a beggar, or a cobbler, whoever it may be, he will be put into the king. There is one king, is like Kapila Dev. He was just like a cowherd boy. Kapila and Kasya, they are two friends. He was just a village cowherd boy. He was grazing cows. Cowherd boy, they would graze cows. And one day, in summer season, so they are grazing cows. this Kapila was lying, sleeping, and his friend saw there's a naga serpent is there on top of his head, sitting like this. So he said, "Oh, you're so fortunate. The naga serpent is on your head, so you'll become king sometimes." The next day morning, this elephant came and put water on his head. So he was appointed as Kapila Dev, King Kapila Dev. So this is the system in Jagannath Puri. So when Indradyumna asked this boon, that you bless me, I will have no son. And another one blessing he asked that you will be eating, always eating. You will eat, wash your hand, and before your hand dry, again you have to eat. This is another boon. Then your door will be always open for darshan. Only 2 or 3 hours you will take rest, and always used to give darshan. So in this way, Jagannath temple is so much opulence there. Actually in Jagannath temple, there's storehouse. If you go inside Jagannath temple, just before the main temple, so right hand side, they have a storeroom. Actually there are 4 storerooms are there. Only 1 storeroom is open. That 1 storeroom, so much gold ornament, so much opulence is there. The other 3 is not been opened. And so much are there still. And once British government, he was trying to dig, to find out some more what is there inside. So when they're digging, at one point, they saw in a brass plate is written, "Danger, don't move anymore." So they got scared, they sealed the door, and 3 storehouses still sealed there. So in this way, so much opulence, and Jagannath temple had, I was telling Mataji, that how during my childhood time, I saw, when I was studying in school, from that time a big stone, the Jagannath temple, is built so luxuriously. It's a huge, massive structure. One big stone fell from the top of the temple. From here up to there, like 30 feet long and 3-4 feet wide and height like this. Such a huge stone fell, and nowadays engineer, they can't find out where it fell from. What to speak of constructing such a temple? And what to speak of constructing a temple, even if they cannot find out the foundation of the boundary wall. That boundary wall is so perfectly constructed there. And what to speak of constructing a temple like this. So in this we can see how Lord has exhibited His opulence, His Dwaraka mood in Jagannath. So there in Jagannath Puri, Lord is very merciful and He always reciprocates to His devotee. Specifically the people of Orissa, they accept the king of Orissa like the moving Jagannath, they say. Because king of Orissa is a great devotee of Jagannath, and he is the first worshipper. If now pujari, they are doing puja, if king will come, then king can do puja. All others will stand behind. So he is very much devoted, and anything they do, they first go to pray Jagannath, and Jagannath lead them. So once this Puri king, that time the Puri king was Purushottam Dev. Purushottam Dev was king of Puri. So he had gone to visit South India. South India, there is one place, Kanchipuram, or near Madras, somewhere Kanchipuram. So Kanchipuram, that was ruled by some different king. And Odisha was ruled by different king. That time Odisha was very big. It was up to Godavari, extended up to that place. That's why Raya Ramananda, he was governor of that South India, some portion, Bengal, Bihar, huge. Odisha was huge that time. So this king Purushottam Dev, he had gone to Kanchipuram and to visit. And the daughter of the king of Kanchipuram, her name is Padmavati. And Padmavati saw this beautiful king. So she wanted to marry King Purushottam Dev. So she proposed to her father that I want to marry. But that time system is not like that. If a girl wants to marry somebody, okay, you go marry, is not like that. No, they have to check on the background of this king, you know, where he is from, what is his tradition and everything. Then king of Kanchipuram told, he sent his prime minister to Puri. He said that you go and check everything with King Purushottam Dev, what is his dynasty, how big kingdom, and detail everything you check, then you report to me. Then if we are satisfied, then we will give marriage to our daughter Padmavati to King Purushottam Dev. This minister went and he saw how the Utkal or Odisha king is very powerful personality, everything is very nice, he is very happy. And he is going to give this message to king of Kanchipuram. And he was just about to leave, go to South India, back. Then Purushottam Dev said, you see, after 1 month, we have a big festival here. We'll have Ratha Jatra. And the Lord Jagannath will come. We'll take Jagannath from Jagannath temple to Gundicha temple. It's a very big festival. If you can wait for 1 month more, then we can attend this festival. So Prime Minister thought, it's a very good idea. I can have a darshan of a big festival here. So he was waiting to see that big festival. So on Ratha Jatra day, when Jagannath came and will come to chariot, then this Prime Minister saw the Puri King Purushottam Dev is there on the road with a broom. He's sweeping the road. Then this minister said, what? He's a sweeper. He's a bungee sweeper. We don't want to give our daughter to a road sweeper like this. So he got become very upset. He thought, I was thinking a big king, but he's sweeping the road. So he was not satisfied. So immediately he informed that king that we can't give our daughter to this king because he's a road sweeper. Then Purushottam, then king of Kanchipuram sent a message that I'm very sorry, I can't give my daughter to a road sweeper like you. Then when Purushottam Dev got this information, he became very upset, angry. What? I'm sweeping road for Lord Jagannath, and you are telling me road sweeper? Okay. Now you don't want to give me your daughter, so I'll go and fight with you. By force I'll take your daughter. So in this way, then they started a war with all his soldiers and commander-in-chiefs, the Purushottam Dev. He went to South India. And the big fighting was going on. So when big fighting was going on, what happened, some or other, where all the soldiers of Purushottam Dev were staying in their camp, some or other got set fire, caught fire. So when the camp caught fire, so all the soldiers, they ran away here, there. Then King Purushottam Dev was defeated. Actually, they had a condition. The condition is, Kanchipuram king, he was a great devotee of Ganesh. He is a Ganapatya, Ganesh devotee. And king of Puri, Purushottam Dev, he is a great devotee of Jagannath. So they had a condition, if a Puri king will be defeated, then Jagannath will go. He will give Jagannath, and Jagannath will go to South India, stay behind Ganesh. And if Kanchipuram king will be defeated, then Ganesh will come sit behind Jagannath to Puri. This is bet they had. So when the Purushottam Dev got defeated, see, he got very much depressed. And now my Jagannath has to go to South India to sit behind Ganesh. So he came back and he went to Jagannath temple. And he did not eat anything, he did not drink anything, he just stayed inside the temple, lying in front of Jagannath, and crying, oh my Lord, I got defeated means you are defeated. So in this way, he was very much morose and lamenting and praying Lord Jagannath, without eating and sleeping, drinking anything. Then Lord Jagannath, he appeared. No, in his dream, Lord Jagannath told, okay, and first time you got defeated, but this time you again start war. This time I will help you. By my help, you will defeat the king of Kanchipuram. Then after hearing this, from getting this order from Lord Jagannath, the Purushottam Dev became very encouraged. So he told his prime minister, okay, we'll start another war, because Lord Jagannath gave me order, so we'll go and fight again with the king of Kanchipuram. So that was the month of Vaisakha. Vaisakha means a very scorching heat. And noon time, they're to go to South India, they have to go through so many small villages, you know, they have to pass through. So this king is going with thousands of soldiers, commander-in-chiefs, ministers, they're all following, and king going in front, and all soldiers going behind, following him. So when they're going to different villages, in noon time, in one village, there's one old lady. She was selling buttermilk. She was carrying buttermilk pot and going through the road of the village, shouting, "Who will buy buttermilk? Who will buy buttermilk?" And she saw two soldiers coming, riding on horse. One riding on black horse, one riding on white horse. And they came to this lady and they stopped there. They got down and they asked the lady, "We are very thirsty. Can we have some buttermilk?" Then lady gave buttermilk and they drank all her buttermilk. And after drinking buttermilk, they are just about to ride on the horse and go, leave. Then lady said, "Hey, what about the payment? You drink all my buttermilk, but you have to pay." Then she said, "What payment? We are soldiers, we are going to fight, we have no money." Then she started to cry, "But I am a poor lady, this is what I earn whole day to maintain my family. And if you don't pay, then how I'll maintain my family?" Then these two soldiers said, "But what can we do? We have no money. If you want, we can do one thing. We have one ring. No, they had a finger ring. Said, we can take this ring and we keep with you and wait here. Behind us, our king is coming. You give this ring to king and tell him that two of your soldiers, they just went past by this place, and they drank my buttermilk, and they gave this ring. And you give back this ring to king, then he will give you money." Then this old lady kept this ring inside her cloth, and sitting waiting there, the two soldiers, they left. Then after some time, the king came. So many soldiers, prime minister, everybody. Then the old lady is waiting. "Hey, stop, stop, stop." Then everybody stopped. "What do you want to say?" "The two of your soldiers, they drank my buttermilk, they had no money. And they told that you will pay money for that." Then the king said, "What? What two of my soldiers? I am the king, prime minister, all my commander chiefs are here, all my soldiers are behind me. No soldiers gone in front of me." He said, no, two of your soldiers riding, one riding on black horse, one riding on white horse, they went." But king was not believing. Then that lady remembered, "Oh yes, they have given me a ring, and they gave me a ring, and they told me that to give to you this ring, then you will reimburse me the money." Then this lady gave that ring, then the king saw. So that day morning, he had offered that ring to Jagannath for wearing for a Sringar, and that was the ring that lady had. Then king was confirmed that definitely by riding on black horse and white horse, Krishna, Jagannath Balaram must have gone, otherwise how this lady got this ring? Then king was confirmed and he announced that now Jagannath Balaram is going to help us. And he took back the king ring and gave him money, not money, so much land, he set a whole village in her name there. And acres of hectares of land he donated her because he thought, "You are so fortunate. That Lord Jagannath Baladev gave darshan to you and you fed, you let them drink buttermilk." So he was so happy, he gave so much opulence to lady, that village is still there now. On her name, Manik, her name was Manik. According to her name, the village was established there. Then king went and they reached South India and there was big fighting. And big fighting was taking place, then they saw two soldiers. Nobody knows who are they. Even if the commander-in-chief, he doesn't know also. And they are fighting very vigorously, wild fighting, and finally, and they were victorious, and king of Kanchipuram, he was defeated. So when king of Kanchipuram was defeated, then king of Kanchipuram was thinking, okay, and now I am defeated. Then he had to give his Ganesh. Now if some of you go to Jagannath Puri, you will see, and behind Jagannath temple, the huge Ganesh, Murti is there, still now it is there. Then he said, okay, now my daughter will marry to king of Puri, so no problem. He told, okay, you take my daughter, marry. But Purushottam Dev said, no, I am not going to marry your daughter. You did not give her to marry me because you thought I am a sweeper. So I will make sure that she will marry to real sweeper, road sweeper. Then he told to his minister that you take this girl and arrange her marriage to a road street sweeper. So that is what I want to punish. Her father is so puffed up, did not want to give me marriage. So I will arrange your marriage with a real street sweeper. This minister was very intelligent. Everybody became very much morose to hear that king is so angry and king is saying that he will offer Padmavati, her name was Padmavati, to a street sweeper. So everybody became very much sad, what will happen, they are all crying and morose. But the minister was very intelligent. Then minister told, okay, you give me this girl, I will keep in my house. When I will find some proper street sweeper, and proper tithi, some proper time I have to give her marriage, today I cannot give her marriage. So let her come and stay in my house. I will look for a real street sweeper and proper tithi, day will come, that day I will give her marriage to that street sweeper. So then they all came back to Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, there are so many deities they brought also from there. And this is Ganesh deity. And if you go where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying, Gambhira, is known as Kashi Mishra's house. There is, what is deity name? Anybody knows?
Radhakanta.
Radhakanta. That Radhakanta deity also were brought from South India, from there. And Radhakanta deity, they were kept in Jagannath temple. They are kept in Jagannath temple. In Jagannath temple, they have a kitchen for cooking. And the temple, they have main temple here, Jagannath sitting. In front of that temple is another temple, is Natamandap. They do dance and darshan like this. And behind is Bhogamandap. And where they bring all the bhogas, all the cooked foods, rice, this big hall, they carry. So from kitchen room they have to carry to the Bhogamandapa, to that place to offer to the Lord Jagannath. So they had kept a Radhakanta deity somewhere on the way, where they carry bhoga from kitchen room to the offering room. So after Radhakanta come to Jagannath temple, then Jagannath found that when they're offering, so before all nice items would come, so he would say, nice items are disappearing, no more coming to the Bhogamandapa. So Jagannath tried to find out what is happening, where are all these nice items going. So they found Radhakanta, when they would take all this bhoga on the way, they would eat all the nice foodstuffs there. So though Krishna and Jagannath is not separate, but they have special leela. Sometimes this happens. Just like if you go to Sakhi Gopal actually like that also. Sakhi Gopal was in South India. Also Puri king brought them to Jagannath temple. They are staying in Jagannath temple. And this Gopal, what the Gopal would do? And they used to offer nice varieties of cake and laddu, everything. And Gopal would go, always would eat all the laddus. Then Jagannath said, this Gopal is eating all my laddu. You must remove him from here. That's why they took Sakhi Gopal 15 miles, a kilometer away from Jagannath temple, and they are offering laddu separately there, so that he will not share with Jagannath's laddu. So this is Radhakanta deity, then they removed from Jagannath temple, and they kept in that another temple where Mahaprabhu was staying. So, then this Padmavati, she was staying in minister's house. So she was happy, at least king's daughter staying in minister house, that is also luxurious, no problem. She was staying there, but she was counting the day. I'm staying in minister's house at least. But after few days, when this minister will find one street sweeper, he will offer me to the street sweeper. So he's simply crying, lamenting, that sometimes then I have to go, how can I stay in a street sweeper's house? So she's very much worried for that. Then one day, the minister came to this girl and said, "Hey, today is your marriage ceremony day. I have arranged a nice street sweeper for you. So you should wear nice cloth, everything. So today you will be married." Then she started to really collapse down. "Wow, now that day has come that I have to go under not to a street sweeper, married to a street sweeper." However, she got dressed nicely, anything, everything. And that day was Rath Yatra day. And Rath Yatra day, at a particular time, the Jagannath will come. Before that, the king is with the broom, sweeping the street. When he is sweeping the street, then the minister brought this girl in front of king and told king, "Now you have to receive, you have to marry this girl." And the king became very angry. "What? I told you to give married with a road street sweeper." And he said, "You are a street sweeper. You are sweeping the street now. So that's your street sweeper." Then the king was very happy to see the intelligence, how intelligent the minister. Then the king married to Padmavati. So then Lord Rath Yatra started. Actually, every year Lord Jagannath goes from Jagannath temple and stay over something like 9 days or 7 days in Gundicha temple. On 5th day, when Jagannath will leave Jagannath temple, he will go out with Balaram and Subhadra. But he would not take Lakshmi Devi. Actually, Jagannath temple is known as Sri Mandir. And Lakshmi Devi is predominant. Everything is managed by Lakshmi Devi. She is like the key to everything. So Jagannath told, "I am just going, very soon I will come back. I am going with my brother and sister. You wait here." Now Jagannath left, but Jagannath did not come. On 5th day, Lakshmi Devi became very angry that you left me. You told you will come back very soon. Then nowadays also, they observe their festivities. They will carry Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Devi will go to Gundicha temple, and she will go and break Jagannath's rath. Some wheel or something, she will break and come back to Jagannath, come back to main temple. Then when on the return rath, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra will come, then that day, first Balaram will enter into the temple, then Subhadra will enter into the temple, then before Jagannath enters the temple, Lakshmi Devi will close the door. And nowadays they have that pastime, they will one group of pandas, and they will bring Lakshmi Devi. They are like the associate of Lakshmi Devi. And another group of the pandas will be the outside the door. They are the associate of Jagannath. So they will have scolding, rebuking each other, pushing each other. "Let us go." They say, "No, no, we don't allow you." And Lakshmi Devi will say, "Where are you with your brother for so many days? Brother says you did not take me. So I will not allow you." After so many, for hours of rebuking each other, and finally, Lord Jagannath will be very much obedient, humble. "Please allow me," just like almost touching her lotus feet. Then finally, so she will allow. Because she would not allow Jagannath. In Orissa, there is a nice famous description is there. That once what happened, why she did not allow Lord Jagannath to enter? Because once Jagannath did not allow her to enter also, Jagannath temple. Once, because Lakshmi Devi, she is also very merciful. She would go to anyone's house who is very clean and worshipping Lakshmi Devi. So she would go there. So she used to go to scheduled caste, low caste people's house also. Once Baladev called Jagannath and told, "Hey Jagannath, your wife going to all this low class people's house, they are all dirty, and again coming back to her temple, it doesn't look nice. So you tell her wife not to go to those low class people's house." Jagannath is very obedient to his elder brother. To whatever Balaram says, Baladev says, he will say, yes, tathastu, no, I'll do that. So Jagannath told Lakshmi Devi that, you see, my brother saying that you are staying in your most sanctified temple, this is very pavitra, holy place, and you are going to all the scheduled caste people's house, so this doesn't look nice, so you should stop going there. Then Lakshmi Devi said, how can I do that? They are my devotee. And they are very clean, everything is nice, they are worshipping me. So they are my devotee, I have to go to whoever my devotee, I have to go to their house. Then I cannot stop going there. Then Baladev said, if she can't stop going there, then she can't stay in your temple. Tell her to go out and stay there, wherever she is staying. Then Jagannath is so obedient to Baladev, he went to Lakshmi Devi, said, my brother saying that he can't stay in this temple if you go to their house. Lakshmi Devi said, yes, I have no problem. If you don't keep me here, I'll go, I'll stay with my devotee. So she left temple. When she left temple, next day morning, so Balaram, Jagannath waiting for breakfast. Baladev asking, Jagannath, where is breakfast? Say, breakfast, where is breakfast? Lakshmi is never here. Who will cook breakfast for you? Then Balaram said, oh, Lakshmi left. Yes, okay, no problem. So I can go and cook, let us go, and we both can go and cook something. So then they went to the storehouse. When they went to the storeroom, you know, Lakshmi Devi left, means everything got empty. In the storehouse, nothing is there, nothing left, no rice, no dal, all the pots are empty, scattered here and there. And they went to kitchen room, all the ovens are smashed here, you know, and Lakshmi Devi went. Her associates becoming angry, and Jagannath Baladev, no, they also broke whole kitchen room and everything, and storehouse is empty. So what to do? So they are very hungry, and breakfast time is gone, nothing to eat. So finally Jagannath and Baladev, they took the form of two brahmanas. They thought, oh, we are so hungry, nothing to eat, so let us go and beg, at least get something to eat. Because they are supposed to eat, they are so voracious of eating, they are supposed to eat before their hand dry, supposed to eat again. Now up to 10, 11 o'clock they have not eaten anything. So they said, at least let us go, beg something to eat. So they are going to beg. And so when they started to go house to house to beg, because Lakshmi had left, so wherever they were going, so people were shouting, scolding, oh, Lakshmi has, some or other, they would not give any bhiksha, any alms to them, some no donation, no. They would go house to house, everybody would shout, scream, misbehave them. And by noontime, they're very, very hungry. So what to do? And finally, they went to some demigod's temple and waiting there, thinking some pious man, somebody will come and give something to us to eat. Then the one lady came out. And lady had some pop rice, no, khai, something khai. And she came out of the temple offering to the deities. And Jagannath Baladev asked, we are very hungry, you want to give her something? And she was just about to give. Then a wind came, strong wind came and blew away. Took away all the khai, all pop rice got blown away. And Jagannath Baladev said, what to do? We cannot get anything to eat, so let us go drink some water. So they went to some pond to drink some water. So when they went to drink some water, the pond also got dried up. There's no water. So wherever they were going to get some fruit, something, wherever they were going. So Jagannath, this is the ordinary people cannot understand the sweet pastimes of Jagannath, how the Supreme Person of Godhead can become beggar. But for his devotee, sweet pastimes, he can become beggar also. So he was deprived of anything, wherever he was going. He was not getting anything. Finally, they were so hungry. So they asked some people, so can you tell us there is any charitable personality nearby? We are two brahmanas, we have nothing to eat, somebody can feed us some food. Then one man told, yes, yes, you can go, that village you see, that village you can, there is one man who is very charitable. And whoever sadhus he finds, he feed them. So what is that village? Yes, that is the village. So when they went to that village, they saw that is the village of all scheduled caste people, no? All scheduled tribal, low-born people, they stay there. Then Jagannath saying, Baladev, Balaram bhai, Balaram, It's all scheduled caste people staying here. Then Bala says, "Arey, scheduled caste, forget about that. Now we are so hungry. So let us go. But we will not eat from their hand. We can ask them. They will supply us rice, dal, sabji, raw foods. We can cook. Then we eat. We don't eat in their hand." So Balaram and Jagannath went to that house. Said, "We are Brahmanas here, your atithi, guest. We are very hungry. We want to eat something." The household people say, "Okay, no problem. We have all rice, dal, everything cooked ready. You want to eat? We'll give you." They say, no, we are Brahman. We don't eat in your hand. So you give us all raw materials. You give us a clay pot, give us wood, everything. So we'll cook, then we'll eat." Then they said, "Okay, no problem." The main lady does not come front. So all house servants, through house servants. So she supplied. She supplied wood, clay pot, rice, dal, everything. Then Balaram told, "Okay, Jagannath, you start cooking. I am going to take bath." So Jagannath went, Baladev went to take bath. So Jagannath started to cook. So when he went to go cook, what he'll cook? He could not set fire into wood. So he was not able to set fire to the wood. Then how can he cook? So he's waiting. So Balaram came back thinking, by now food must be ready so I can eat. But when he came, he saw, what to speak of, food ready. Jagannath, everything ready. What to ready? I can set fire even. Then Baladeva got very angry. "Hey, you, in Orissa, they have a belief, they have a system there. When you woke up early morning, you must wash your face immediately. Before you see somebody's face, you must wash your own face first. And if somebody cannot set fire, they say, this guy has not washed his face this morning today." So Balaji says, "Hey, you have not washed your face today this morning. That's why you can't set fire. Go out from there. I will cook now." Then Balaji put his gamcha, on his waist, binding, making strong. "Okay, I will not cook." So Balaji went. Balaji was trying to set fire into the wood. And this time, how to speak of fire, he could not set the fire to the wood. Rather, so much smoke came. And so much smoke, and the whole room got filled with smoke. And Baladev, so much tears coming from his eyes. He felt so suffocated. And he was trying. He has felt, he was not able to set fire. Finally, he became so angry and fried. So he took a piece of food and he smashed, and the clay pot and everything, rice, dal, sabji, all scattered there. So finally, the Baladev said, "We cannot do anything. So what to do? They are so hungry." Then Baladev told, "Okay, tell them to cook." "They can cook, but tell them they should clean the place very nicely, because we are Brahman. So we don't eat anybody's house." "But they should clean everything nice, bring nice water, take bath, everything. Very sanctified way they should prepare." Then Jagannath went and gave the message, "Okay, you tell your main house lady, whoever is there, that she should cook, prepare everything nicely in a very purified way." Then they informed, then all prasad was ready to serve. And Jagannath, Baladev, they sat down. Then the house servants, maid servants are bringing rice, dal, sabji, spinach. When Jagannath and Baladev are eating, and Baladev saying, "Jagannath, it tastes so nicely." Jagannath saying, yes, it tastes just like as if cooked by Lakshmi Devi in a Sri Mandir. When Lakshmi Devi cooks, it tastes like this. Then when they're eating very happily, rice, dal, sabji, everything. Then finally, a special cake came. Just like in West, after eating, they serve something, they say, what the dessert. Desserts, that time also, that was practiced there. Lakshmi Devi will serve this dessert at the end. Then when this special cake came, then Balaram asking to Jagannath, "Only Lakshmi Devi, only Lakshmi Devi, she would make personal, and she only knows how to make these things." And then Balaram asks Jagannath, "How these people then know? Only Lakshmi knows that we love this kind of cake, and she serves this cake at the end of our eating. This is put up with our special cake they make, putting inside the oven, not your electric oven as you have here. They put inside the firewood ashes, they put inside the special cake." Then when that cake came, then Baladev asking to Jagannath, that how did these people then know that we eat this cake? Then they are talking to each other that this food tastes so nicely, so nice, and now at the end this cake is coming. So I think maybe Lakshmi Devi is residing here. So then after they eat, they told, okay, now you bring your owner of the house and we want to bless whoever is there. And then finally that house Lakshmi Devi was residing. Then they brought Lakshmi Devi. Then Jagannath Baladev said, oh, you are here. Okay, please forgive us. We did big mistake by throwing you out of our temple. Whatever has happened, happened. You forget all those things. You please come back to our temple. So then Lakshmi Devi was brought back to the temple. So now Lakshmi Devi telling, so I went out, you kicked me out of the temple. Now you went out for so many days. So I will not allow you again to come to this temple. So in this way, Jagannath, very reciprocation, very personal reciprocation. Then finally, she will allow Jagannath. Actually, when Jagannath will stay in Gundija temple, the mood of all the pandas, pujaris, is a gopi bhava. They would put black ointment, just in that mood they would serve Lord Jagannath there. And during that period, because that is very personal service, Jagannath has two kinds of servants. One, because Vidyapati's children, they were serving Jagannath. They say Vidyapati married to Lalita. Lalita is daughter of that tribal man. So all the children of Lalita, they are known as Daitapati. And all the children of Vidyapati's other wives, because Vidyapati is Brahman, so they are all Pandas. So throughout the year, the Brahmanas, they will do puja to Jagannath. But when Jagannath will fall sick, and from Sasnan Purnima day, and they will pour so much water on Jagannath that he will become sick, suffer from fever. He would not suffer, but it is his pastime. So from that period, this Daitapati, Daita means very dear, because this is intense period. So that time they would serve Jagannath all medicine and all dry fruits, things like this, because Jagannath is going through pastimes of fever pastimes. Then what happened? Jagannath would be there like 15 days, not give darshan anyway. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Alarnath. Stay there in separation. He cannot tolerate separation. Then for that time, what happened? There was one South Indian Alwar. You know Alwar? In South India, you have Alwar. So one Alwar had, that a Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahma, has manifested in Jagannath Puri. So because he was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, so he came to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. So when he came to Jagannath Puri to take darshan of Jagannath, there he went to temple, but temple door is closed. Then he said, I want to see my Lord. The Panda said, no, Lord is having fever now. He said, what? How Lord can have fever? Because he is very intelligent, he knows all Vedic, Jnana, everything there, Lord cannot have fever. And he did not believe. So no, I don't believe all this Param Brahma has fever, this, that, all this bogus, I am to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. But Puri Panda, this Daitapati, they said, no, our Jagannath is having fever past time now, you can't have darshan, if you can't have darshan, you have to wait 15 days more to have darshan. Then this Alwar, he felt so much separation from the Lord. Then he thought to himself that I came to have darshan of my Lord, and if I can't have darshan of my Lord, then what is the use of keeping this life? So I must go and commit suicide. Leave my body, entering to Mahodad, into the ocean. So then what happened? Then he left temple. He left temple through south gate. So he was going to ocean. So that he is going to ocean, sea, Bay of Bengal, where he will drown himself and kill himself. Then when Lord Jagannath understood, my pure devotee, being separate, he can't feel separation from me. So he doesn't understand, he doesn't believe that I am having this fever pastime. So he is going to commit suicide. So I must protect him. So immediately, when this Alvar is going to the ocean, heading to south, because that time there's no road, nothing, all jungle, sandy, only sand was there. And he was going that direction. He felt something huge, somebody is following him. So he looked back, and he said, there is a huge 30, 40 feet big, high Hanuman is behind him. Because Jagannath told Hanuman, you should go immediately and tell this Alvar, and to stop him to commit suicide. Then this Alvar saw the huge Hanuman. Then Hanuman told, I have been sent by Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath told that you should believe that Lord Jagannath is going through the pastime of a fever in order to receive very intimate service from his devotees. So that was the special boon was given by Lord Jagannath. Throughout the year, all the Brahmanas, they will worship Lord Jagannath. And from that day, from that Snan Purnima onwards, this Daitapati. Daitapati is, they are like the family member of Jagannath. Actually, they are the children of the tribes. But they, Jagannath accept them. They are like my family members. So even if now, when Jagannath will have Navakalevar, change his body, like somebody die in your house, you have the white wash, you wear new cloth and everything. So when Jagannath will change his body, all these Daitapatis also will do like that. As if somebody living body in your house, and government of Orissa will pay, and they will wear the same cloth Jagannath will wear. Same expensive silk cloth they will wear also. Just like his family. Daita means, what is Daita? Daita means very... Madhava, just like Radharani is very dear to Krishna, Madhava. So they are very dear, they are Daita, they are not Daitapatis. So then he explained the whole thing, that you should not, you should believe this, that Lord is going through this pastime to take the intimate service from his dear devotees. But some or other, he could not convince this Alvar. The Alvar said, no, I don't care, I don't have darshan now. But Hanuman could not convince him to come back and wait. But Hanuman could not convince, then Hanuman left. Then what happened in the meantime? Because Alvar was in the middle of the forest. So he came out of the south gate and straight heading to ocean. So when he was talking to Hanuman, then he forgot the direction. But which direction is to go to ocean? We're in the middle of the forest. He did not understand. So instead of going to south, he started to walk towards the western side. He's walking, he never reaching to the ocean. So finally he's watching after 10, 20 kilometers. And he was feeling so much separation from Lord. He's feeling so much separation from Lord that Lord could not tolerate anymore. So there is one place now, if you go 20 kilometers from Jagannath Puri, and there's Alarnath. You have been there, Alarnath? No? Did you go there? You should have gone. Alarnath. You went there? Alarnath is there. Now if you go, Mahaprabhu's whole body print is there. See, that deity name is Alarnath, Alvarnath. That's why known as Alarnath. Actually, Alvarnath. Lord could not tolerate. That's why that day I was telling, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his form is so confidential. Even with great yogis, by the strong sadhana, they can't have opportunity to see the toe of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Nahaṁ prakāśa sarvasya yogamāyā samāvṛta, is covered by yogamāyā. No one can see, his so confidential subject. No one can see him. But even if the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so powerful, he can hide himself. But in front of devotee, all his powers get lost. That way, when within this in the heart of this Alvar, the devotion becomes so intensified. So he was feeling so much separated from Lord. The Lord could not tolerate anymore. So immediately when he reached that Brahmagiri, that the place where Brahma descends, known as Brahmagiri, there the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Jagannath, he appeared in Chaturbhuja, Narayan form. In Narayan form, he appeared. And there, if that deity also very prakat, very mani, his reciprocates also with his devotees. If you go, you will see he blisters in his hand, in his mouth, because he was eating sweet rice from his devotee. One boy, Brahman boy, his father had gone to somewhere. So he went to offer food and Lord would not eat. He's offering food to Lord, he would not eat, and this small boy is thinking, Lord supposed to come and eat, why is he not eating? So he started to cry. So why don't you come and eat? And because he was very humble, simple-minded, so Lord come out of the deity form and started to eat. And he ate, every day he would eat everything. Then the mother of this boy would not believe, so one day father came to check whether the Lord is really coming to eat. Then that day he was looking through the gate and he saw, when his son is offering this food, hot sweet rice, the Lord was eating, and Lord was eating so, then immediately the father opened the door, then Lord very hurriedly eating and running away. Then the hot sweet rice fell on his hand, on his mouth. If you go now there, you'll see the blisters are there also, on his hand. And they don't allow foreigners, I think, there. Inside they don't allow, but they nowadays, I took one Western boy. That time they did not understand. They allowed him, maybe bribing, giving some money. Now they have binocular there. They let you stand outside it, because now ISKCON, Gaura Govinda Samara spent a lot of money there, renovating the whole place, Natamandir. But that stone you can reach up to that. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offering obeisances, that stone is still there. You can go. So in this way, Lord Jagannath has so many pastimes seen. Of course, nowadays they don't allow foreigners or Muslim Christian people. Actually, they should allow devotees. Their system is Muslim Christian, they don't allow inside. This is a very old system staying there. What to speak of? They don't allow to Western people. They did not allow to Indira Gandhi also, the Prime Minister of India. They did not allow. And once I heard, they want to speak of Prime Minister of India, the king, that is the private temple of king. One king, Ramchandra Dev, it happened he married to a Muslim girl. Because he married a Muslim girl, they did not let him inside the temple also. That's why, then how the king will have darshan? If you go to Jagannath temple, and in Singhadwar, you will see right hand side, there is one Jagannath Murti, his shape is there. It's known as Patita Pavana. Patita Pavana Murti, that's Jagannath, he came out of the temple and is waiting there. If anybody is not allowed or somebody is not going inside the temple, she can have darshan of Patita Pavana. So when Haridas Thakur came to Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur did not want to go to Jagannath temple. He could have easily gone. If Mahaprabhu, like Pratap Rudra was devotee of Mahaprabhu, but Haridas Thakur did not go. And Mahaprabhu gave him a house, you stay here. And you take darshan of Nila Chakra. If somebody will take darshan of Nila Chakra, the top of the Jagannath temple along with its flag, all his sinful reactions will be purified. And he will get the same result of having darshan of Lord Jagannath. So in this way, Lord Jagannath is known as Patita Pavana. The most fallen living entities can go to Jagannath Puri and take Jagannath darshan, whether we go inside the temple or outside the temple, does not matter. Prabhupada did not go inside the temple. When he heard that his disciples are not allowed, Prabhupada did not go. For Prabhupada, it is not necessary to go. Prabhupada, Jagannath following Prabhupada. Prabhupada has brought Jagannath all over the world. So what a big matter for Prabhupada to go to Jagannath temple to see the big wall, big, big stones there. And Jagannath is there in Prabhupada's heart. It is not necessary for him to go there. Prabhupada bringing glory, Jagannath glory is spreading all over the world by the endeavor of Srila Prabhupada. That shows Prabhupada is blessed by Jagannath. So however, we hope one day they will allow. Puri king is our life member and he is very favorable to ISKCON. And he wants our devotees to go inside. Because he knows how our devotees are nice, following regulative principles, this, that. But the Pandas, they don't understand. They think still we are Christians. When I joined ISKCON, And after few months, 6-7 months, once I went to Puri, and my parents, they came to see me, and they were thinking that I become Christian. Because they are very primitive. Odisha people are very primitive and orthodox. They are very limited, you know. They don't go out so much, they think all this Hare Krishna, we are becoming Christian. My mother used to say, no, no. I said, Hare, no, I am in Mayapur, I am manager there. I know everything. No, no, you are a nice devotee, okay, but you don't know. They externally showing you that they are doing Krishna puja, this, that, but when you become very much surrendered to them, then they will make you Christian. Puri people, they think like that. So Puri king told that if we can make a pass a law, all our devotees can go inside, but then there will be bloodshed, because they are so orthodox. But if we go do different program, mix with these people, because I used to live 10 minutes behind Jagannath temple, some of our relatives also, and they are from this Daitapati family. So I know them, they are very orthodox and mean-minded. They don't understand, because their very eyes are like this. They don't know anything beyond this Jagannath temple. They don't know anything existing beyond Orissa. For them, the whole world is only Orissa. They think that is the whole world is. So they cannot understand, but the Puri king told, if we can cultivate them, we can bring them to ISKCON and show them our lifestyle and everything. Actually, many Pandas I have met, they are favorable to ISKCON. Now they are educated also. They are understanding what is going on in the whole world. They are educated. But some orthodox people are there and they are scared also. Well, that is their livelihood. They are thinking if ISKCON takes, it will become too sophisticated and nice. Then our control will not be there. And some people realizing, this time Radhanath Maharaj went for Ratha Yatra with 1800 devotees. They are chanting down. You know how Radhanath Maharaj, he never comes here, Australia. He ecstatic chanting and dancing. And they received, they welcomed Radhanath Maharaj. They took him to the top of the chariot. They gave garland, chandan. They let Radhanath Maharaj to embrace Jagannath. He's embracing Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. So gradually, now there are some reform taking place. Last summer, we had one summer camp in Jagannath Puri for 3-4 days before Guru Maharaj Vyasa Puja. All South Indian devotees came. Actually, one panda wrote a letter to meet with Guru Maharaj, with Jayapataka Maharaj. Actually, they have a system when the Navakalevar, every 9 years, 12 years, they used to change the deity of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, in the naval portion, they have the Brahma. They keep Brahma. The living Salagram Sila are there. They make new deity in the middle of the night. Some of these Daitapatis, they will cover their hand with cloth. Their eyes will be closed. They will not see what is there. So they will open that cover from the old deity, take that Brahma and keep it in a new deity. And the old deity, they have a nice place, Koili Vaikuntha. Inside the temple, they will bury those deity there. So they have a day system, whichever year there will Navakalevar, then out of 3 people who will construct the murti, the deity, and the king or that person who changed the Brahma will die. One of them will die. And this is the tradition. And I think because of influence of Kali Yuga, nowadays no more dying. No one is dying. Neither king dying, nor that Brahman is dying, nor the carpenter is dying. So this time, they will choose. Actually, they will choose in that whole family whoever the oldest man. Whoever the oldest man, if he dies, not much loss for us. I mean, he's old man. He has to select somebody. So the oldest, the topmost person, he has to change that, Brahma. But however, this time he did not die. So he wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj. And he said, I want to see Jayapataka Maharaj. Then temple president arranged, unfortunately I could not be there. If I would be there, it would be nice. And temple president arranged him to meet with Guru Maharaj. Then he told Guru Maharaj, know what he said? He said, you see, Jagannath wants you to go to the temple. He said, Jagannath telling me that you devotees should come and we should try, and you wait for some time. After some time, all you will be allowed there, and all these pandas, they don't understand you. In this case, he had some discussion with Guru Maharaj like that. And he said, Jagannath came and told me we should go to the temple. Then later on we did not communicate with him so much. However, Prabhupada said that we should not be so attached to go inside the temple. We should act in such a way, Jagannath will come out of the temple. And there is a book, Dadhata Bhakti, which describes many stories like this, where Jagannath reciprocates with the devotees. And every time all these incidents took place outside the temple. Many incidents where Jagannath comes out of his temple to reciprocate with his devotee. And Prabhupada has told that we should build a big temple in Jagannath Puri and chant in front of Jagannath temple ecstatically. With love and devotion, that Jagannath will feel attracted and come out of the temple and come with us and enter into our temple. Jagannath Puri. And that's why Puri Panda, that is another reason why they don't like ISKCON devotees. Because there is some Orissa, big personality has forecasted that once Jagannath will leave this temple and go away, run away. That's why, and that also, they said through the south gate he will run away. It's predicted. Now they have somewhere another temple also there, thinking that Jagannath will run away from there. And now we in ISKCON we have got a big land, 30-acre big land there. Just to that direction, to the south gate of Jagannath temple. That they are predicted that Jagannath will go out of this gate. And now somehow we have got a 30-acre land there. But we have no money to build the temple there. Sometime if we build temple, Jagannath may come. They may give administration to ISKCON to worship Lord Jagannath, because that is what happening in Orissa, because they are very orthodox. But Guru Maharaj makes a lot of disciples in Orissa. Village people take initiation. Like 10-15 years ago, if some Orissa people, they take initiation from Guru Maharaj, the whole area become very disturbed. Why you took initiation from Christian people? They are Americans. And it's so much so. The Brahmanas, they would do, in India they have a system, village, people, they punish, if you don't follow, then they will make ekaghar. Ekaghar means the whole village will not cooperate with you. They will become like single out. They will not come, the barbers, the washermen, because India system is like this. There's one washerman, he will wash the clothes of the whole village. There's barbers, they will save all the villagers. So, like this, there are some people, they produce oil, they supply oil to everybody. Some people, they produce cloth, they supply cloth to whole village. If somebody does not accept, then they stop everything to that person. They will not supply anything. Brahmanas will not come to do sadha ceremony, marriage ceremony. So, in this way, when Guru Maharaj started to preach in Orissa, it's big trouble. The villagers would take initiation. Then all these Brahmanas, for their marriage ceremony or sadha ceremony, they say, no, you have become Christian, we don't go anymore. So for the last 10 years we had hard trouble. So nowadays, our devotees are so nistha, with steadiness, they're doing puja and purity, everything. And the whole villagers, they now see that how ISKCON people are so strict in their lifestyle. Even the Brahmanas are not so strict. Now in that village, where the Brahmanas, They had stopped, come to do ceremony to our devotee's house. Now the whole village come together, they are telling the Brahmana cannot do puja to our deity. This Hare Krishna devotee will do puja. The Hare Krishna devotees are so pure, they are so steady, and Brahmana are smoking, eating meat, fish, this, that. So they are claiming, I was surprised, just before coming here I heard that village people have decided, and Hare Krishna people will do deity puja, but Brahmana will not allow. Then I was thinking, maybe someday, one day the king is helping and everything is changing, one day it will happen. So however, you are very fortunate that this year you do this Jagannath Rath Yatra, try to do it nicely and get blessings of Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And Sudarshan Chakra also. Sudarshan Chakra, you have deities here? You have deities. जय जगन्नाथ स्वामी की बलदेव प्रभु की सुभद्रा देवी की. I have few more prasadam. If that day you did not get, I got some charan tulasi and chandan from our Mayapur, Narasimhadev, Charan Tulasi, and also I have some Narasimhadev picture. We have our address, email address, phone number. Sometimes you want to come to Mayapur. We have a Dhamsevak department there. You can call, send emails, so they can facilitate your stay over there. And also in Mayapur, because it's the world headquarters, in order to attract people from whole world, they are building a huge building with 100 rooms there. So all the existing rooms in our guest house have been already sold out. So if anybody wants to have their own room, they can stay 60 days per year there. A nice attached bathroom with a nice balcony, private balcony. It cost American $4,400 if you contact them. So now devotees from all over the world are booking so that whenever in future they can come, they stay. Or you know, your congregational member, anybody goes, you can write a letter, stay. You have room? This temple has a room? Melbourne has a room. You have a room also in Kahn's building. It's like that every room has sold to different congregational members or temple like that. So anyway, you can, whoever did not get a card or prasad, you can come and take. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. I had, there's no question because just past times. There's no philosophical discussion, so. Hare Krishna. I have some Narasimha Pavitra. I'll give to your kids, for your kids.